Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Movie watch list that's coming up for you a little after 7 o'clock, but right now it is 7 on the dot. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration is taking a new shot at higher education. It's pausing all overseas interviews for potential student visa holders. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez.
This will affect prospective students who want to study here in American colleges. And this is being justified by the administration on the grounds that they need to enhance and take a more aggressive approach towards screening the social media accounts of students.
The administration's already canceled billions in federal research grants for Harvard University, and it hopes to rescind, cancel all remaining government contracts. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi from the White House.
This letter is going to come from the General Services Administration to other agencies within Washington. And what it's going to do is ask them to review those remaining contracts that they may have with Harvard University, totaling about $100 million.
A picture-perfect blast-off from Texas for SpaceX mega rocket ends in pieces over the Indian Ocean.
Telemetry, we are in a little bit of a spin. We did spring a leak in some of the fuel tank systems inside of Starship.
The company's last two launches also ended with explosions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law that'll require Apple and Google to verify the age of App Store customers. Anyone under 18 will need parental consent to make purchases or download apps. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
For their part, tech companies are pushing back, saying that collecting age information about their users is an invasion of privacy and ultimately could open them up to more security concerns as well.
More dire predictions about warming Earth.
The UN's climate agency says the world is on course to experience more record temperatures over the next 5 years, with a high likelihood that average warming will exceed the limit set by the Paris Climate Accords. The World Meteorological Organization says the Arctic will likely warm at more than 3 times the global average. Among other things, that would see thawing permafrost releasing greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, accelerating climate change.
Nikki Barker reporting. The daughter of two reality TV stars serving time for tax evasion and bank fraud was walking into a Sam's Club when she got the news her mom and dad would go free. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Thank you, President Trump.
Savannah Chrisley posted a lengthy video on Instagram thanking President Trump for pardoning her parents, Todd and Julie Chrisley, best known for the reality TV show Chrisley Knows Best.
President Trump didn't just commute their sentences. He gave them a full, unconditional pardon.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In his first State of the County address, Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki talked about a Be Better philosophy. The address last night focused on improvement and financial sustainability. Malicki announced major investments in public safety infrastructure, collaborative housing initiatives, and he recognized local leaders with community impact awards. You can read more about what was covered at WRJN.com. Someone was able to get out safely after an early morning fire yesterday at an apartment on North Pine in Burlington. The one person living in the apartment was able to escape. Authorities are still looking into what sparked that fire. There are winter rules in golf and summer hours at the Village Hall. Starting Friday, Mount Pleasant Village Hall's summer hours begin. The only change is that through Labor Day, the Village office will close at 1 on Friday. They're open all other days, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. If your allergies are acting up, there's something online for you. Read all about the seasonal changes and how you can find relief in a story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering a package of bills meant to protect pollinators. Savannah Tolme Olson has more.
They would require state agencies give preference to native plants, add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides, and establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The bills would also designate June Pollinator Awareness Month and make the rusty-patched bumblebee the state native insect.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelich as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nellie Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nellie Korda with Sports on Mike Clemens.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
We have some rain on the way today, a quarter inch or even a little more possible by the time everything winds down late this afternoon into this evening. Today, mostly cloudy, upper 50s for a high with cooler mid-50s by the lake. Tonight, we'll drop to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Every mother talks the same. You ever notice they have these little momisms? They just pass them down through generations. You've heard them all. We've all heard the same stuff growing up. Stuff like, if I had to come up there. You all heard that. Unless you lived in a mobile home, you heard that one. Then I get those punishment momisms. You all had those, right? How would you like a beating? Oh, gee, I'd love a beating right now. That or the ball game? I can't decide. Then she'd get lazy. Go get me something to beat you with. Like, I'm going to come back with a 2x4 with nails in it. I brought her a sponge. Here you go, my whale away. Ouch, you're hurting me. I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday.
The Movie Mom, Nell Minow, is back for part two of our watch list this summer. Got a whole bunch of movies. And I was talking to Nell before we went on the air. There's a plethora of movies out there that opened during the summer that went on to be big, huge blockbusters. And it all started with Jaws, Steven Spielberg.
That's right. Da-dum, da-dum. Yep.
Yeah. By the way, if you have not watched the documentary that's streaming about John Williams, the guy who wrote all the music for Indiana Jones, for Star Wars, for all the Spielberg movies, E.T., you know, watch that, because the moment where Steven Spielberg tells the story about hearing that Jaws theme for the first time is absolutely wonderful. It's a great movie.
Everybody knows that. And it became such a movie with parody. Everybody uses that in comedy bits.
Yeah.
Because it's so recognizable. By the way, I had a little interesting trivia bit. That little kid, do you remember the kid with the fake fin? Remember him and his brother there?
Oh, sure. Sort of yeah, thing? Uh-huh.
That kid with the fake fin is now the chief of police in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, is that right?
He's the real Chief Brody.
That's awesome. I'm sure that he's a lot more effective than Chief Brody.
Yeah, isn't that strange that would happen? Okay, where we left off last time, the superhero category of movies coming out this summer. Let's start off with the best superhero ever. I was growing up watching The Adventures of Superman on TV, and then he came to the movies, and he's still flying high. Let's talk about Superman.
I'm with you. He's my all-time favorite superhero. You cannot beat Superman. And we got a new Superman this time named David Cornsweet. He's got the little curl on his forehead that somehow no one realizes that he's really Clark Kent because he's got different hair. And Rachel Brosnahan from Mrs. Maisel plays Lois Lane. And it looks very, very good. You know what I'm excited about? Two things that I loved from the comics when I was growing up. About Superman are in this movie. Crypto, the super dog.
Yes.
And the Fortress of Solitude are both in this movie. So I'm very, very excited about it. It looks really good.
People forget that Marlon Brando was in the original Superman movie.
He played Jor-El.
Yeah.
He played Superman's father. And don't you remember he got paid some gigantic amount for one day of work or 2 days of work? By the way, I always say with superhero movies, it's all about the villain. And Nicholas Holt, who I think is just terrific, is going to be playing Lex Luthor. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, Gene Hackman played him at one time in the early movies.
That's right.
The Fantastic Four, First Steps. What's that about?
Well, I love the Fantastic Four, and what's been interesting to me about the Fantastic Four, which of course from Marvel, is that they have now tried three times to make movies about the Fantastic Four, and they've all been not just bad, catastrophically bad, just legendarily bad. And so can they make a good Fantastic Four movie? Well, the busiest guy in the movies this summer is Pedro Pascal, who is in three big movies opening up this summer. And we can't get enough of Pedro Pascal. And I have to say, I think this looks good. They had a little teaser for it after Thunderbolts. It's retro. It's set back in the era where the Fantastic Four first began in the 1960s. I think that's interesting. Eben Moss Backrack from The Bear is playing Ben Grimm, so I'm excited about that. So I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, we always joke in our family that we named our son Ben after the Thing from the Fantastic Four, whose real name is Ben Grimm. So my fingers are crossed that Fantastic Four, they're finally, after the fourth time, got it right. Now, do you know the crazy story about the first version, the first movie version of the Fantastic Four?
No.
Well, the studio that had the rights to make the movie discovered that they were about to run out. So they very quickly, in less than a week, put together a really bad movie so that they could renew the rights. And it's legendarily terrible. And the only way that you can ever see it is maybe you could find a bootleg copy at Comic-Con.
So you named your son after a dud movie. I guess you could have named him Howard after Howard the Duck.
No, we named him after the comic book hero.
Oh, okay.
The movie didn't come out yet.
Okay. I was going to say, you could have named him Howard after Howard the Duck, but I guess...
that's right. That is a famous bad movie.
I like
then we've
it.
Got a bunch of movies that are based on books, which I always look forward to. You know, Stephen King, as great as he is as a writer, he has also been behind some of the greatest movies, and not just the scary movies, like It, and The Shining, but also, you know, like The Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
And I think this movie, The Life of Chuck, is going to be more, and Stand By Me. And so I think this movie is going to be more in that category. And it's about an ordinary man with a terminal illness who becomes suddenly famous as the world may be ending. And it's got a great cast, including We were just talking about Star Wars. Mark Hamill is in this. Karen Gillan from the Guardians of the Galaxy. Chiwetel Ejiofor from 12 Years a Slave. Tom Hiddleston, who I always love. So that one, I'm very, very intrigued by that one. So, and then Ed McBain has also written a lot of books that have led to great movies. This one, they just showed at Cannes. It got a great reception. They surprised star Denzel Washington by giving him their highest award. It's called Highest to Lowest, and it looks looks like a little bit of a thriller, but it also looks like a drama. It made me think about Inside Man, which Denzel Washington also made with Spike Lee, and that's one of my favorites, so I'm looking forward to that one.
The Thursday Murder Club. Sounds intriguing.
Do you know about that series of books? They're crazy popular. It's an international success. And the Thursday Murder Club is the first one in the series, and it's about a group of people who live in a assisted living home. They're all retired, and they end up solving a murder. And listen to this cast. You cannot get better than this. Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Kingsley, and you don't know her name maybe, but you've seen her in a lot of movies, Celia Imrie. And I think it's going to be terrific. I have so many friends who are huge fans of that book series. And so with any luck, we will get not just this movie, but we'll get the other books in the series as well.
New characters, new stories, no sequels here. These are originals, right?
That's right. Well, I've seen this first one already. It's called Bad Shabbos. Shabbos, of course, is the Jewish Sabbath, which usually begins with a Shabbat dinner on Friday night. And this particular family is having their Shabbat dinner under a tremendous amount of pressure. I think that one of the highest pressure experiences that any of us go through is bringing together the family of our loved one with our family and hoping that they will not hate each other. And that's what's going on, and then things go very, very badly. This is an extremely dark comedy. There's a dead body involved, and I thought it was actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed it very much. Kyra Sedgwick plays the mom in the family, and her son is bringing home his fiance, and for the first time, her Wisconsin family, her Wisconsin Christian Catholic family is going to come and meet the New York Jewish family, and it's about what happens then, and also the dead body that everybody's trying to hide. You know who steals the movie, though, is Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah,
The doorman of the building, and he is absolutely fantastic.
This is the first crime movie or murder movie I've ever heard of that took place on Shabbos. Okay.
No.
Usually that's a solemn thing. You light the candles, you say the blessings, you have the challah.
You say the blessing. Well, one of the things that really made me laugh in the movie is that, you know, you have these Midwesterners who are Catholic coming to their first Shabbat dinner, and everything that starts to go wrong, the family just says, oh, it's part of our tradition. And they keep trying to be polite and going along with it. And finally they go, wait, I don't think so. I think you're making that up.
I don't understand you.
Yes, this is about a gay couple who are on vacation. They are hoping to adopt a baby, and so they're very excited about the future. And then they get mixed up with a dead body, too. This seems to be a big theme this year because we already had the trouble with Jessica, which is about a dinner party where there's a dead body. But, yeah, this is another dark comedy.
How do you pronounce this? The, not Phoenician scheme. Am I saying that right?
You said it exactly right. The Phoenician scheme. Okay, I got to say right off the top, I'm not really a Wes Anderson fan. I know he has his very, very passionate fans, but I find his movies kind of claustrophobic because they're really more about the settings and the props than they are about the characters. But somehow he gets the biggest stars in the world. In the world to be in his movies. Everybody is in this movie. You've got Tom Hanks, Benicio del Toro, that's two Oscar winners right there, Scarlett Johansson, Bryan Cranston, Riz Ahmed, and Benedict Cumberbatch, among the large cast. And it's a story about a very, very wealthy businessman who is very unscrupulous. and his daughter, who's a nun, that he wants to kind of take over the business. And it's about the crazy adventures they have as he goes from one person to another to try to raise money for his new project. I did not like it, so I'm telling you right now, don't waste your time.
Ooh, deep cover.
This is a hilarious idea, and I'm very intrigued by it. So did you watch the Ted Lasso series? I know you don't have streaming, right?
No. Well, I have streaming. I just never saw it, no.
All right. Well, I love the Ted Lasso series, and Nick Mohammed from that series, plus Orlando Bloom and Bryce Dallas Howard, of course, the daughter of Ron Howard and from the Jurassic Park movies. They star as would-be actors, and we all know that among the most annoying of would-be actors are the people who do improv. But what is a great job for people who do improv? They're approached by police to go undercover, because if you're a good at improv, then maybe you could kind of improv your way through creating these fake characters and getting the confidence of the bad guys. So the trailer is very, very funny, so I'm hoping that the movie is going to be just that good.
You know, I taped off the TCM. You mentioned Ron Howard's name. TCM.
Yes.
Door-to-Door Maniac with Ronnie Howard and
yes.
Johnny Cash.
Yes, I know. A very unusual
what
pairing.
What a pairing in a crime movie, Door-to-Door Maniac.
I know.
I said, I got to watch this.
I think that's one of the movies that made him decide to go to the other side of the camera and be a director. I don't know if you... I rewatched a lot of Columbo during the pandemic, and I had forgotten that Johnny Cash plays
yes.
one of the murderers.
One of my favorite ones, where he pushes his wife
yeah.
and her mother, or a girlfriend or whatever, out of an airplane.
He does.
And he parachutes down, and the Columbo had discovered... Well, I have every Columbo on DVD. I've watched them over and over.
I love Columbo,
yeah. Johnny Cash is great in that role as a murderer.
He is. He's absolutely terrific, although my favorites are when the John Cassavetes and
the conductor.
Cassidy.
Yeah.
Jack Cassidy one. Yeah, those
Jack Cassidy's been on four of them.
I know. When he plays, I know. There's something about him that I think really brings out the best in Peter Falk.
Yeah, he's a great killer. Okay, the Materialists.
Okay, Materialists. What's intriguing about this one is that there was a surprise critically acclaimed film last year called Past Lives from a first-time director, and she did so well with that one that they have given her a big Hollywood movie to direct. So I'm very intrigued by that. Dakota Johnson plays a high-end matchmaker. She finds matches for wealthy, powerful people, and then she meets... Who's the big star of the summer? Pedro Pascal. And he's handsome and nice and wealthy, but she also has a handsome and nice but not wealthy ex-boyfriend, and he enters into the conflict, the romantic triangle. Which one do you think she's going to pick?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know. Then movies, I don't know.
Okay. I'm guessing it's going to be the ex-boyfriend, but we'll see. We'll talk after the movie comes out.
Okay. I don't want to run out of time, but you've seen a couple of big summer movies already. Why don't you talk about them?
Well, I did see Mission Impossible, which I thought was not quite as good as the last one, but the airplane scene where he keeps falling out of the plane and climbing back in is absolutely nuts, and you can tell it's really him. He doesn't do CGI. He does not do stunt performers. He does everything himself. The submarine, sunken submarine under the Arctic, unbelievable scene. So, you know, very exciting, very well done. As I said, I did not like the Phoenician scheme at all. And I have seen Bad Shabbos, which I enjoyed very much. I think maybe the ones I'm looking forward to the most are Elio from Pixar. I think that looks absolutely terrific.
That was next on the list. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, that one looks great. It's about a little boy who feels a little lost and alone. He feels like he doesn't have any friends. And he meets an alien kid who also feels lost and alone and doesn't have any friends. And it's about what happens then. And I think that looks like a lot of fun. And then I'm also looking forward to Bad Guys, too. I really love the first Bad Guys, one of the best animated films the last few years, with Sam Rockwell and Marc Maron and Awkwafina. And that one looks like it's going to be a blast.
Hey, did you see Lilo and Stitch?
I did see Lilo and Stitch, and you know what? I wasn't expecting much, because I am, like everybody else, I'm really over the idea of the live-action remakes. of the Disney animated films. But to be honest with you, I'm not a huge fan of the original Lilo and Stitch, and so I was open-minded to some of the changes and additions they made, and it really won me over. I thought it was very good, and I particularly liked the slight changes that they made to the ending. I thought made it very, even more heartwarming. So yeah, I thought it was really well done.
You know, remember Barbenheimer?
Would they, yes.
Okay. Well, I came up with Cruisin' Stitch.
If you had asked me to bet last week on which of those movies was going to lead the box office, I never would have said Lilo and Stitch. I would have said no one can beat Tom Cruise. But who knew that all the little kids were clamoring to go to Lilo and Stitch, and I think it's going to do very well. One of the things that makes the Lilo and Stitch movies, both of them, the original and the remake, so great is that they have these fantastic Elvis songs on the soundtrack. So I love the idea that there are going to be a lot of six-year-olds now going around singing Hunka Hunka Burnin' Love.
You know, I think one of the things, and I can't swear by this, but I think one of the things that benefited Lilo and Stitch is the short running time, because they can get more showings in than the Tom Cruise movies, almost 3 hours. I mean, they can't get as many showings in. So
I think that's right. But I think that that it may be in more theaters to even it out. I don't know. But you're right. That does make a difference. Although a lot of people have complained that the original Lilo Stitch is like 84 minutes and the new one is almost 2 hours.
But no, it is that long. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's a lot for little kids. Yeah.
It's a lot for me.
Yeah. So, The Karate Kid, by the way, I saw that last night.
Yeah.
And Karate Kid Legends, and that was really good. Although William Zabka, who of course from the original film, they say he's in it, but he's only in it at the very end.
Oh, Ralph Macchio is always going to be my cousin Vinny. He'll always be that. Forget the Karate Kid.
Yeah, and he does not age. He looks just great.
I know. He's got one of those genes in him that doesn't age him.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't get to all of them, but here's what you can do. All the movies we spoke about, you have the trailers at moviemom.com, so you can actually see the trailers to all the movies you talked about, and the few we didn't get to at the end, you can see and read about them, and what I want to do is, to the end of the summer, have you back and see how we did.
Okay. It's a deal.
If you asked me to invest in movies, I would never have invested in Lilo and Stitch in a million years, Super Mario Brothers. What's the one they just had out recently? The Minecraft. I would never invest in these movies. And that's why.
And you know who directed Minecraft is the people behind Napoleon Dynamite. So got that quirkiness to it.
That's Pedro for President, right?
Yes, that's right.
and
Jamiroquai. Dancing to Jamiroquai.
Thank you very much. The Movie Mom is Nell Minow. Go to moviemom.com. You can see all the trailers to all the summer movies we talked about. Moviemom.com. If you missed it, we're going to podcast this. Should be up in a day or two, maybe even by the end of the day today. And Nell, thank you very much. One of my favorites. I love having
Always
you with us.
Always a pleasure. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right, Nell Minow, the Movie Mom. Another person I love. I got the mayor coming in just a moment. Right now, we've got Paul Harvey, and it's brought to you by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand Truffles, or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. The missionary ship arrived in the African port of Freetown in mid-January. The missionaries themselves had grand plans to establish a mission station in Sierra Leone, to imbue the African natives of that region with the fundamentals of Christianity and Western civilization. But not everyone aboard the missionary vessel shared that same vision. I want you to meet Joseph. Joseph is no missionary. He has simply come along for the ride. The missionaries have no idea what Joseph plans to do once he arrives. Well, they're in for the shock of their lives. For while the passionately sincere founding members of the American Missionary Society intended only to build a mission center in the Mende Territory, somebody among them is going to hunt African natives and capture them and sell them. that if someone among them, somebody named Joseph, will become a slave trader. Now, not only was such activity morally reprehensible to the missionaries who journeyed to Sierra Leone in 1840, it was illegal. Surprising, isn't it? For in an era when slavery itself was institutionalized and thriving, the African slave trade was generally prohibited. Even under United States law, it was prohibited. In fact, that apparent contradiction was at the center of legal arguments involving the Amistad case. By now, about everybody knows about that, about the Spanish slave ship Amistad, subdued by its own captive slaves in 1839, about the slaves' attempt to sail the vessel back to Africa, but they arrived instead in the United States. Anyway, the slaves were jailed in Connecticut, and an international controversy erupted therefrom. The Spanish government stepped in, demanded the return of the Amistad and its cargo to its rightful owners. The slaves' masters, a pair of Cubans named Ruiz and Montes, charged the Africans with piracy and murder. And the abolitionists, they countered with the charge that since the slave trade was illegal according to the laws of both the United States and Spain, that everybody connected with the capture and the transport of the Amistad slaves should themselves be tried for piracy. And then there was Sinque. Sinque, the slave who led the rebellion aboard the Amistad, and who through an interpreter spoke so powerfully of his plight that the case was propelled through the lower courts and onto the Supreme Court of the United States. After all arguments were heard, the kidnapped Africans were set free, and Sinque became a hero. So famous that his story would become the subject of a Steven Spielberg movie. So revered in revolutionary circles that even the leader of the kidnappers of Patty Hearst would adopt the name Sinque. Now, I want you to remember this Joseph, the one you met earlier, the fellow who traveled to Africa with the missionaries and became a slave trader in Sierra Leone. Joseph was not a white American. He was not a European. He was an African native, hereditary ruler of Komendi, an aristocrat among his people who had been gone for some time, and yet who was now returning to Sierra Leone to claim his rightful throne. And, oh yes, to begin trading slaves. I know in history books it's a mere mention, an obscure footnote to an otherwise heroic life story. Yet if you never knew it, now you'll never forget it, that after the United States Supreme Court set him free, a court comprised predominantly of judges from the pre-Civil War South, the slaves in K, slave named Joseph by his captors, returning to his homeland, became a slave trader himself. Now you know the rest of the story.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
It's 7:32. Let's check news this morning. See what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki outlined a vision for the county that includes a big layout for law enforcement. In his first State of the County address last night, Malicki unveiled plans for a 50,000-square-foot public safety hub. The project would fully refurbish the existing 40-year-old patrol station and add a new 30,000-square-foot expansion. That would include a new state-of-the-art 911 dispatch center and emergency operations center. Malicki said the investment would modernize public safety operations and ensure first responders are equipped to protect the community. If you find a little metal cylinder while you're out looking for beach glass, beware. The Coast Guard is warning Lake Michigan beachgoers to stay alert for three missing pieces of pyrotechnics that could wash ashore. They went missing after a military exercise off Milwaukee's coast earlier this month. The silver cylinder devices can produce intense heat and red smoke if disturbed. One device was already found at Montrose Beach in Illinois. Three remain unaccounted for. Time is ticking away on our Racine County ride-along offer. The deadline to apply for the Caledonia Police Department's Citizens Academy is Friday. The nine-week hands-on program lets people experience everything from driving a squad car to joining officers on a ride-along. Applicants must be at least 21 and connected to Caledonia. Classes start September 10th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Well, there are a lot of Wisconsin farmers looking at spring planting in the rearview mirror. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and that's a good thing. For this, the 28th day of May, Kurt Lahr is a regional product specialist with CHS, and he says compared to a lot of other states, Wisconsin's looking pretty good right now.
Wisconsin's in really good, in a really good position right now. Slightly ahead of year-over-year in planting, especially for corn and soybeans. The recent rains we've had in the last couple of days is really going to help that subsoil moisture, even though I think currently Wisconsin in a lot of areas was 70% adequate in subsoil moisture. So we're just in a really good spot.
Kurt Lahr, he's a regional product specialist with CHS. He said, right now, it's all about staying ahead of the weeds. As of Sunday, across the state of Wisconsin, 85% of our corn was planted, 80% of our soybeans are in the ground, and both of those crops are well ahead of normal as far as emergence is concerned. 20% of the first crop, alfalfa, already harvested as of Sunday. Markets in overnight electronic trade. Those numbers are coming next.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Crazy day on Tuesday in Chicago. Barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter, 186 and a half. 40-pound block cheese, that was up a nickel, 192. Well, AA butter gained a dime in a day to 252 a pound. This morning in Chicago, July corn's up 2, December new crop up 2 1/4 at 449. July beans are down 2, November new crop down 3, 1048. July wheat, nickel stronger right now at 533. The June class 3 milk that goes into cheese closed 27 cents stronger at 1961. Well, July's up 3, currently at 2019 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yankee.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
We have some rain on the way today, a quarter inch or even a little more possible by the time everything winds down late this afternoon into this evening. Today, mostly cloudy, upper 50s for a high with cooler mid-50s by the lake. Tonight, we'll drop to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I got the most depressing envelope I ever got in my life last week. I read the letter. Apparently, I've been pre-denied for a Visa card. I think they talked to MasterCard, and that's what I think happened. I owe so much money to MasterCard. I saw a homeless guy. He was like, I have nothing. I'm like, that is awesome. I have $18,000 less than that. You're doing great. You're not even in the negative numbers. You're even. How'd you get even?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Look what I brought for you, Mayor.
Yeah, thank you.
Look what I brought for you out of my own stash.
Thank you.
Mayor Corey Mason, Racine Mayor, is here. His honor is here to talk about a variety of topics this morning. I'll let him get a drink of liquid, and then we're into it.
All right.
You feel all refreshed now, right?
I do. Thanks for the water.
I was told by John Dickert that that's the best water is tap water in Racine.
True.
Because that's the best water.
Yeah.
If I make Alka-Seltzer, I make it with that.
No, absolutely. We just on Memorial Day, I was talking to a woman afterwards who'd moved here after living in Caledonia most of her life, and she actually said, the water here just tastes great. It's just amazing. It doesn't taste like anything. I'm like, well, it's not really supposed to, but yeah.
You know, my wife gets the water from Petrifying Springs.
Yeah.
She is that aquifer water. To me, that's sludge, but she likes it. This is just, I get so used to it that I could drink tap water if I put like an Alka-Seltzer in or something with flavor.
Right.
But other than that, I just like that kind of water. And that's what I'm giving you today, my favorite water. Let's talk about Memorial Day. It just happened the other day.
Yeah.
I go down to Union Grove where my father-in-law is buried, and they always have a service down there for the American Legion. It puts on a service.
Yeah.
This is the first time in 18 years we missed it.
Oh.
It was so fast. They don't march anymore. They take a car from the high school. They used to march, but nobody marches anymore. And they made it down there, lickety-split, did a quick do-si-do and left. And so we missed it. I'm there, and some of the people are there, and I said, did we miss it? Yeah. It's not supposed to start for another 15 minutes.
Well,
it started early. So I missed mine. How'd yours go?
Yeah, the West Racine Memorial Day Parade was great. I mean, they do a great job with every year. It's a lot of military folks, so it's supposed to start at 10, and it started at exactly 10 o'clock, right on the nose. It's a great parade. It starts at West Boulevard and Washington Avenue, and you walk down to Graceland Cemetery, and it ends there. And then an hour later, they start this Memorial Day service in the cemetery by the War Memorial. And it's really a pretty meaningful service. We had the Bell City Brass Works there. We had the Kilmore Fine Arts Choir there. We had speeches that were given and remembrances that were given. But I took this year's opportunity to talk a little bit about Sergeant Bodie, who was this World War II service member who'd gone down in 1944. But they just found his remains last year.
Yes, I think I remember hearing that.
Yeah. And they brought him back to Racine, and he was buried at Graceland Cemetery with his family. But 19 years old, he was a tail gunner went down in an air fight on his way back in a run over Germany. And, you know, five of his crew members survived as POWs, three of them perished. But with all this forensics that they do now, they found the crash site and found Sergeant Bodie and two of his crewmates, and they were laid to rest last year.
And where did they find him?
In Germany, with a multi-consonant name that I can't remember how to pronounce right now. But it was an amazing story, and you know, probably the last service member of World War II that we will bring home to lay to rest.
My dad was a tail gunner for 4 years during the entire war. He came in right after Pearl Harbor, 17. He was a tail gunner till the end of till Japan surrendered.
Wow.
And made it alive. Whole crew made it alive.
Yeah. And, you know, we tell the story of Sergeant Bodie, which is an incredible story for him to come back. But you realize on Memorial Day, you know, there's countless numbers of stories like that, right? People who gave their lives in defense of this country. And so it was a good way to remember a specific story, but also put it in the larger context of the people who've died fighting for our country.
Decades and decades.
Yeah, almost 80 years
in that grave over there. Yeah. Now he's home. I didn't get to use this on Memorial Day, but I saved it. The difference between Armed Forces Day, Veterans Day, and Memorial Day. Armed Forces Day celebrates those or remembers those who are still in uniform today.
Right.
Veterans Day for those who hung up their uniforms, and Memorial Day for those who never made it out of their uniform.
Yeah.
And those are the 3 days, because people forget Veterans Day and Memorial Day are different days.
And sometimes they confuse the two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, not that there's anything wrong with thanking somebody who served any day, but on Memorial Day, we're specifically there to remember those who gave, as they say, the last full measure of devotion.
Man, imagine giving your life like that.
Yeah.
Even, you know, we can't forget that people in Afghanistan and Iraq gave their lives as well. And we always think of World War II, Vietnam War, the Korean War. We think of those, but people lost in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, they're still losing their lives. All right, let's talk about the Main, totally different now, the Main Street Cop House.
Yeah, so we have a COP office, community-oriented policing office, that's open on Main Street, just pretty close to Monument Square there on the west side of Main Street there. But we have officers that are stationed there, and it's meant to be a community resource just to help solve problems on Main Street and make it a little bit safer for everybody. And so it's been well-received by the public and retailers alike. So we're excited to have the presence down there. It was, I should say, it was paid for in large part with a grant from Fitz Johnson and SC Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation, who both stepped up in a big way to fund it for 3 years. So,
where is it exactly?
It's so you know where the Racine Art Museum is?
Yeah.
It's right across the street from there.
Oh,
on the west side.
Literally on Monument Square.
Not right on Monument Square, but just one door down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope I never have to go in there and get information.
Well, actually, you should go in there. If you go in there, say hello, say you want to check it out, and glad they're there. It's nice to
have them. Can I tell them the mayor sent me in for an inspection?
No, not an inspection. But an opportunity to say hello. I mean, they want it to be a welcoming place. And, you know, the way community-oriented policing works is, you know, you want people interacting with the police, not when there's only a crisis or something bad's happening, but, you know, other times, too. It helps you build relationships with the community and build trust within the police department and community members. So we're excited they're there and hope that it makes things a little bit better on Main Street and the downtown area.
That's a job I would never want in a million years, being a police officer.
It's a hard job.
You got to deal with all kinds of people, from, you know, nice people to nuts.
Yeah.
I watch all those YouTube videos. I don't know how some of these police officers have the patience to deal with these nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they can't violate their rights, but the person they're talking to can violate the policeman's rights.
Well, there's many hard things about being a police officer, but generally speaking, you're not often interacting with people in their best moments, right? I mean, there's usually something bad has happened or they're behaving really badly, and that takes a lot of effort and a lot of patience and a lot of commitment to public service to be able to do that.
I said, I don't know how Walmart and Target are turning profits. Everybody's stealing from those stores. These YouTube videos. Every day there's another person stealing out of Walmart. Wow. I don't know how they don't get away with it. A lot of them don't get away with it. My wife worked for the police department in Caledonia. And I heard stories of some really horrible people coming through that small town.
Wow.
Dealing with those nuts.
Yeah.
You know, so here's something that surprised me. The Common Council meetings are relocating to the Racine Public Library on the second floor.
That's right. That's right. So we are having the elevator repaired in City Hall. And there is only one elevator in City Hall, which means that for 2 months, June and July, that City Hall will not be ADA compliant, the Americans with Disabilities Act. So in other words, we have to have our meetings in a space where all members of the public, including somebody who might be in a wheelchair or difficulty with chairs, can attend. So we are relocating our meetings for June and July in the library. So it's that second floor there, that community room on the east side of the building. You can either enter on Lake Street or come in around the back and take the elevator up. But it is an ADA accessible place and, frankly, might give an opportunity for not just members of the council, but members of the public who frequently come to council meetings to get reacquainted with the library.
Man, one of my best friends in radio, he's the guy who brought me from Atlanta to Milwaukee. He's been in the wheelchair almost all his life. And after I came here, and he was kind of semi-retired, I brought him here to do some voice work for us. Now, we built a ramp in the rear of the building. Nice ramp for wheelchairs. Yeah. And it's got a slow incline, so it's not, you know. So I say, I'm looking, waiting for him back there. And he's up in front of the building, parked in front of the steps. I said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm looking like the poster child for the American Disabilities Act. I said, knock it off. You know there's a ramp in the back.
Right.
You don't have to show off. Just go in the back. There's a ramp. I schlepped him in that chair all over America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trying to, business meetings and everything. And when I spoke at his funeral, I said, I've got stories about that chair that you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
In trying to get into buildings when we were on the West Coast. And we went to our headquarters in the South. We went all over Chicago. And you can't believe how difficult it is sometimes for people in wheelchairs to get around because there aren't ramps ever. Now it's better.
It is better. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's better. I mean, if you are blessed to not have to think about your mobility every day, you think, well, what's the big deal? Just go up a flight of stairs. But if you don't have the ability to do that, you know, and we don't make accommodations for those people, it just makes their world just a little bit smaller every time you make it hard for people to access things. So we want people to be able to access those city council meetings. And so we'll be doing it in the library this summer.
All summer.
Yeah. Well, so here's what I will say about construction projects. It's supposed to be done in 2 months. but it is not unusual for construction projects, for whatever reason, to go long. And that's been particularly, and I don't want to put that on the contractors themselves. Sometimes it's sort of with supply chain issues. If there's one part that's supposed to be there and suddenly they're like, sorry, it's going to be, you know, a week later before that widget arrives, that can delay the whole project. We hope that doesn't happen, but... it may be the summer that we're, but for June and July, for certain, we will be at the library doing our city council meetings.
We're talking to His Honor, Racine Mayor Corey Mason, and when we come back from the break, the mayor with the wrecking ball. I'll tell you that story coming up in just a moment.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. It's time to bring back that showroom shine. Professional Detail on Lathrop Avenue specializes in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coating, and removing those pesky light scratches. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best. Professional Detail. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. This week, O&H features two springtime Kringle favorites, banana cream pie Kringle and the famous whiskey Kringle. Ripe bananas blended with custard, topped with cream icing, and sprinkled with famous Danish butter cookie crumbles make it a smooth treat. Their whiskey Kringle features a whiskey-infused caramel filling, topped with buttery streusel, a honey whiskey glaze, a touch of smoke, and a drizzle of vanilla icing to lift your spirits. Pick up one or both at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
His Honor, Racine Mayor Corey Mason is here. We're going to talk about the YMCA. It's kind of sad seeing a building come down. I don't care what building it is, because you think about all the people that went through that building.
All the memories.
But did you actually use the wrecking ball?
It wasn't a wrecking ball, but I got to use the crane that took down the first swipe of it. Yeah, I mean, it was a bittersweet thing to see the YMCA come down there. I mean, I learned how to swim there. I taught my kids how to swim there.
I exercised there. I was in the exercise program.
There's a lot of people who have a lot of memories of that YMCA. And so it's sad to see it close and the YMCA, you know, leaving the city of Racine. But I will say, it's a building that needed to come down. It had been abandoned for far too long. It took us almost a year to get all the asbestos out of it. But now that that's done, the building will come down and hopefully, long before Labor Day, you'll see an empty site there that can hopefully be imagined for redevelopment. But, you know, usually when I go to these events and there's like a wrecking ball, sort of, it's not literally a wrecking ball, but it's a big backhoe that they swing at the building. And, you know, usually I'll say, you know, can I get in the cab? And they're like, sure. And I'm like, hey, can I, you know, take the first swing? And, you know, invariably they're like, no, get out. But this particular time, you know, they had operating engineers on site. And I said, hey, is there any way I could take? And they're like, well, I mean, we need to have the operating engineer standing right next to you, and we need to give you like a 10-minute tutorial. But but yeah, if you want to take the first swing. And so they show me how to use the controls and set it all up. And, you know, by the time it was actually for me to go, I really had to do was push on one lever to get it close enough to do it. And I was expecting just a ton of resistance, like you were going to have to push really hard. Yeah. And it just went through like it was nothing. It just cut right through it.
Did you have to join the Teamsters?
It was operating engineers, but they said they made me an honorary member for the day. Okay. So it was, but it was pretty great to see, you know, it start to come down. I mean, it's been in disrepair for several years.
Some big rock bands played at that club they had inside there.
Really?
No, yes.
That's part of the story I didn't know. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, it was in that documentary about the Hawaii.
Oh, that's right.
I can look it up. While you talk about Father Bruce,
yeah.
I'm going to look this up. Father Bruce just passed away the other day, right?
Yeah, so many people in the community know Father Bruce Clanton, who, you know, been a priest here really since at least the 80s, maybe sooner, but a Salvadoran priest who was particularly meaningful to me. He led our confirmation program when we were in high school. He got this great idea of, you know, how do you get teenagers to come to church? And it was sort of, well, instead of getting them out of bed early on Sunday morning, he would do a teen mass at 5 o'clock on Sundays. And so he had a lot more participation, and he really let young people lead the mass. He did our confirmation program and led another program in a vow of nonviolence. And then, you know, in the mid-90s, a few years after I'd graduated and gone to high school, he started Matthew 25 and moved on to Marquette and Hamilton and really started ministering to Latino kids in particular. Had a number of great reading programs. He was always taking kids to different events in Milwaukee to expose them to different cultural events and get to know their heritage a bit. And, you know, just to give you a span of how long he's been in the community. I was, you know, graduated high school in 1991. You know, and you know, that was obviously a long time ago. I have a young woman, Cynthia, who works in our office, who's 19 years old. And she said, oh, I remember going through Father Bruce's programs when I was in middle school. So, you know, almost a 40 year split of service there. You know, he really lived out the words of the gospel. He talked about Matthew 25, which is what he called his ministry, which was all about whatsoever you do to the least of my people that you do unto me. That was really how he lived his life. And so really sad to see his departure. I'm sure when at the visitation today and the funeral tomorrow, you will see, you know, a lot of people that were positively impacted by the space that he gave, particularly for young people to have agency and to explore their faith and really become better human beings. So, you know, Father Bruce performed our marriage ceremony when my wife and I got married. He's meant an awful lot to me and a lot of people, and he will be dearly, dearly missed. He really was a guy who did everything he could to live by the words of the gospel. And Godspeed, Bruce. We'll miss you.
That's like It's a Wonderful Life when the angel says to George Bailey, you don't realize how many lives you touched being alive.
Yeah. No, I mean, just countless generations of people.
Okay. I found one of the biggest groups that performed at the Racine YMCA. Here's one of their big hit songs. Just play a little bit of it here for you. Yeah, the Yardbirds played at the Racine YMCA, and
that's pretty great.
Big members in there. Yeah, they had like a teen club in there.
Yeah, they had a lot of programs in there. Remember, Camp Anakiji used to be run out of there and affiliated through there. It's since, you know, parted ways with the YMCA, and now it's independently run. But yeah, I mean, it was a building built. The cornerstone says 1963, right? Uh-huh. So, you know, all the lighthouse run races used to depart right from that building there.
My wife worked there.
Yeah.
She worked at the YMCA too.
Yeah, no, a lot of people worked there. A lot of lifeguards there, a lot of, you know, summer programming there, a lot of exercise opportunities there. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be missed. And when the building comes down, we can imagine sort of what'll be next. But
you don't know yet?
We don't. I mean, it's on a bluff, and the bluff needs to be stabilized and has some other brownfield challenges that are there. There's some underground tanks that need to be addressed. So it's a trickier site than people look at the view and say, oh, my goodness, the view. But it's a tricky site to build on. So we're going to have to spend a little bit of time figuring that out. But, you know, we're hopeful that something will be next there. We certainly wouldn't want to just have it not be redeveloped given the opportunity that's there.
Okay. Quick review here. The Common Council meetings will be at the public library beginning
the first Tuesday in June. So next week already.
Yeah, next week they'll be on the second floor. And yes, you can still comment and join
in. Comment is still there. Yeah. Everybody still gets 3 minutes to say whatever they like.
And bring a library card with you. Might want to check something out.
Get one. Absolutely.
I do all the time. I check stuff out of DVDs and Blu-rays all the time at the library. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay. His Honor. We're seeing Mayor Corey Mason coming in. I like you coming in every month. That's very good. We get to stay on top of what's going on. Right now, though, it's exactly 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeing Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new test flight of SpaceX uncrewed mega rocket has ended in failure. Correspondent Jason Allen is in Dallas.
From the new officially named city of Starbase, Texas, SpaceX's Starship successfully lifted off, but flew into trouble minutes later. As the booster returned to Earth, a flash of flame erupted. People watching from Texas beaches could see the booster explode in the air. Then more problems showed up about 30 minutes into the flight.
We did spring a leak in some of the fuel tank systems inside of Starship.
President Trump's taking another swipe at colleges and universities by pausing all interviews for overseas students who need visas to study in the U.S. Correspondent Nikki Batiste is in